Good evening, everyone, and welcome. This is Get Started, Go Deeper, Ask a Whole Life Healing Coach. My name is Kay Spooner, and where I am in the central U.S., it is November 19th, 2020. What a year. This call is being recorded and will be available in the resources section at dralexanderlloyd.com. Today we want to answer questions that might be in the way of your using healing codes or other products of Dr. Alex's effectively. And to that end, we'll be glad to receive your questions, your comments, your experience, whatever it is that you would like to share with us about your using of these products and how they might have affected you. So we'll be very glad to hear that in a little while. And I'll tell you in a little while how to let us open your line so that you can visit with us. Tonight's session of the Healing Codes Q&A is for informational and educational purposes only. And what you hear from me are my opinions. The Healing Codes are not intended to diagnose or treat any physical or mental condition or their symptoms, and the same is true of any of the other products that we might speak about. If you have a condition that needs medical attention, please seek out a trusted medical professional. The Healing Codes deals with issues of the heart, and it's on those spiritual issues that will focus our attention. Okay. So welcome. I'll mention now, and then I'll try to mention again at the end of the session, we will not have a session next Thursday evening, since it's Thanksgiving Day. And then I think we'll have 2, 3 sessions in December, the 3rd, 10th, and 7th, and then we'll have 24th and 31st both off, closed because of holidays. So that's the remainder of our schedule for the year. So anyway, welcome. Glad you're here. Let's do a trilogy together. So from what I'm seeing on my screen, you folks are familiar with trilogy. So let's just do it. Get yourself here. I don't know what you've been doing before you got here, but I know I've been watching the news, so that's a little distracting and stress-producing. So let's just get ourselves here with this group in like-mindedness so that we might share our energy together, our healing and helping and loving energy. Take a deep breath in and out, please. Now I'd like you to do a scan and just notice if there's any stiffness or pain or pressure or anything in your body that you might notice had changed when we get done. Let's just notice it. I'm noticing in myself that my neck's a little stiff. That's about all I'm noticing right now, but you just make note of yours. Okay. So let's begin with, let's see, what's our focus tonight? We'll leave the prayer blank open when we get to it in the healing codes portion. So right now our first portion is to open and kind of lubricate and open the pathways, open the energy pathways. So we're going to start the tapping on the inner eyebrow. Here we go. And the outer eyebrow. And under the eye, gently, gently, gently. Upper lip. Lower lip, chin, collarbone, so four spot, center of the chest, under the arm, below the nipple, thumb, index finger, middle finger, pinky, in the karate spot. Now do the 9G with me. While you're tapping, we're going to open eyes and close and open. Look down left, down right, up and over to down left, and back up and over to down right. Hum. And count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And hum. Okay. Now we're going to do the healing codes portion. So put your hands in the bridge position, both hands bridge, and let's do the prayer. We pray and ask that images, beliefs, and cellular memories related to or causing this issue, and put your, here's your blank. Would be found and opened and healed by infusing the truth and love, light and life of God into our hearts and souls and selves. Now, I would also like to do that breathing with you. So if you would like to join me, we'll breathe in, 1, 2, 3, hold 6, and out 9. So let's breathe in, hold, out, both hands, Adam's apple, breathe in, hold, breathe out, both hands, jaws, breathe in, hold, out, both hands, temples, breathe in, hold, breathe out, left hand, base of the skull, right hand, palm, forehead, breathe in, hold, breathe out, switch hands, left forehead, right base of skull, breathe in, hold, breathe out, both hands low belly with your thumbs on your belly button and your hands falling on your tummy. Breathe in. Hold. Breathe out. All right, we'll move on to the third portion of the trilogy. Move both your hands down on your body as far as you can get them toward the base of your torso. and we're going to move right up the midline. We're going to touch the body. We're not going to push hard, but we're going to have enough pressure that we can feel it. We're going to move right up the midline, and we're going to ask that this river of energy be filled with the love and light and life of God, and that it will move powerfully and abundantly through balanced and open energy centers. We're moving right up the midline. We're going to go right over the nose and forehead and crown to the base of the skull. I'm using both hands. If you can do that, that's great. If you can't do it, if it's easier, if it makes it better for you to do it with one hand, do that. If you're hampered in that, imagine. Just picture it in your mind. Okay, back to the base of the torso. This time we're going to move up a little more slowly, and we're going to notice if any of the energy centers need a little extra time to dissipate any negative energy. So just, okay, I hit a bubble right there at my solar plexus. Okay. Up. I'm going to hit another one at my throat. I can feel it coming. I'm moving up and over. You do it. I'll give you a few more seconds. Wait, holding at the base of the skull. Now go back to the base of the torso again, and we're going to move up relatively smoothly and quickly. Just kind of polish this off. Okay, relax. Deep breath in and out. And take note if anything's changed in your body. Okay. Great. Welcome. Let me just check and see if we have people on the web. All right. So if you would like to speak, and we would hope you would, because it will make this call much more valuable to you if we know what your question is or what your comment is and can answer it or can at least talk about it. It will just be better for everybody. It'll make it more interesting for everyone, and it'll help you more. So let's do that. If you called in with a keypad, like a phone dial keypad, *2 on your keypad will raise your hand on my screen and let me know that you would like to speak, and then I will be able to unmute you and give you an open line so that you can be heard. So that's how to do that. Those who are on the web, you have a chat box or a conversation box on your screen, so just type in your comment or question, and I will check that two or three more times at least this evening and try to get back and forth if we have questions that are coming in that way. So here we are. Here we are. Here we are. Seems like it's been quite a year, hasn't it? And we may be weighed down with lots of things. So if you have a question about how you might be using the products that we have, the Healing Codes or Trilogy or Love Code or any of the other things to help you through this time, or if you have any ways that you've been doing it that you would like to share with others, that would be wonderful. We would appreciate that. All right, we have a hand up. Ms. Patricia, good evening.
Oh, hello. Okay. Good evening, Kay. How are you? Good to hear your voice again.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, I did not have a great day. I've been basically having a lot of good days. I've been retired since October 1st, and I'm really enjoying and making use of my time.
Excellent.
Getting a lot done. Thanks. I kind of backslid a little bit. I have a tendency. I haven't really found my way yet totally with how I'm with a schedule because my time is my own now.
And well, it's going to change. It's going to keep changing.
Yes, it is. But right now I'm kind of in a mode that isn't probably the healthiest. I love old movies, and I'm watching I have a movie channel where I watch the old movies. I tend to stay up pretty late. I watch them in bed, and then I turn them off. Then it means that I don't get up really that early, and my habit was, and sort of until like this week, I would get up and I would code first. And do my, and it took me a while because I would code as part of something else, and I would do like my spiritual work in the morning, and shower and go out. Well, now the days are so much shorter that I tried. Well, I said I hate to miss the sunshine. I just want to get out while it's still light if I'm going to get anything done outside. So I skipped the coding this morning as part of the early regimen. I said no, I'm going to get out. So I got out and I did my errand, but. When I came home, I was like sluggish. I didn't feel like doing anything. I did force myself to it, but I hate to say it. This is like the first time since I can remember that I did not really feel present with the coding or what came after. I was just too tired. I had another thing. I backslid with the caffeine yesterday. Not with coffee because I'm really strict about that, but I had two other things. I had chocolate and Coke, actually. And so I couldn't get to sleep till after 5 in the morning. So who's going to get up and feel all robust? No, but not me anyway. So it was like I was just wiped out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, the coding is so valuable. Usually, I mean, lately even, it's been even more valuable than ever when I'm doing coding to this book I have of guided meditations. I really feel I am going deeper, the title of this evening session, Get Started, Go Deeper. I really feel it's taking me to a deeper place, and I'm so, so grateful for that. I don't want to mess this up because this is like the most valuable thing I have going now. And but now I see it's very tempting. You know, all these years I couldn't stay up watching these movies. I love these old movies. And I'm having a ball watching them. But, you know, if I'm going to watch them that late, then it throws everything off. I'm not sure how to code for this.
Okay. Well, let's just talk about it a little bit. One of the things is, in my experience, and I think in others that I've watched, when retirement comes, there are so many things you want to do that you try to do them all at once.
Oh.
And we forget that we have all this time to do things.
Yeah.
So I would suggest, just as a practical matter, to put yourself on a diet of old movies.
Oh.
let yourself watch one or two an evening if you want to, but don't know that you can come back to it the next day or the day after that or whenever. You know, you don't have to watch them all at once.
Oh, I can't possibly keep up with the offerings they have on this lovely channel.
Well, and you don't have to. It's
no,
okay.
And it's not that I feel that way, but I do. I tend to watch, even when I've only watched one the last two nights in a row. Even earlier than I usually do. It was still later than it should have been, and it was that coffee, that caffeine, that threw me off too.
Uh-huh.
If I just had not had that, so now I'm on that that plan too to get rid of that from
my
life.
You know, we all stumble.
Yes, that's what I did. I stumbled.
We have a plan, and then we have to work the plan, right?
Yeah.
So if we don't work the plan, then we stumble, and then we have to get back on the plan again. So just know that, you know, you can live this life. It's okay.
Yeah,
and it's okay if you don't feel all that great today. I mean, you don't want to not feel great, but you can sit around and rest
great.
And, you know, it doesn't impact a whole bunch of people.
No, I like to get out because it isn't always sunny either, and today it happened to be, so I wanted to grab some of that, which I did. But
as a matter of fact, We had almost 80 degree weather here today. Not quite.
Oh my goodness!
70. I think it was 77, and
oh.
We have already had snow.
I know. Oh wow! My cousin who lives in Kansas, the other, I forgot which part of the state. We talked last Friday. He said he had 28 degrees last week.
Yep, we did.
Yeah,
we had 77 today. Yeah,
jeez.
And fire danger.
we had
blizzard conditions a couple when that 28 was going on. Part of the state, not where I am, but the northwest part of the state had blizzard conditions for a little bit. And
he's
now they
in
have
Andover.
Fire warnings.
My cousin's in Andover.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's at Wichita, which is not far from me.
Oh,
well,
gosh.
75 miles from me.
Yeah. That's not too far.
Yeah.
Wow. Imagine
anyway,
that. Well, he's
So we're trying to figure out which clothes to put away and which ones to keep out.
Yeah. I kind of keep mine all accessible. Gosh. So,
okay.
All right. Well, thanks for the encouragement and the support. And I won't give up. I'll just,
I know you won't. You'll keep right on
me.
Trucking, and it'll get better.
Absolutely.
And I'm glad. I am glad because this is when you were in the process of trying to figure out if you were going to do this or not, it was scary to you.
Oh.
And I think, and I'm glad that it's working out well. That's
thanks,
good.
Kay. And a lot of my colleagues, as a matter of fact, are now trying to wait out to see if there's going to be a buyout for early retirement.
Uh-huh.
I did not want to go that route, just sitting and hoping that I couldn't do it. We didn't have a lot of work to do from home, but it was anyway. I'm glad I did it because I am enjoying the time, and I feel
good.
Better about having left. Anyway, thank
good.
You so much. Yeah,
excellent. Thank you. I'm glad you're here.
Thanks.
Okay, I'm ready for another hand. Star 2 will show me that you would like to ask a question, make a comment. See, we can talk about when we know what we're supposed to do and we don't do it and we have bad feelings, then we can even say about that on this call, like Patricia just did. Patricia's been coding for quite a long time, and she knows how to use the codes and what works for her, but she's been in a life change and has yet to establish the routine that she will have for a long time. So it's okay. We do that. When we have to learn a new way to live, we learn a new way to live and how to incorporate the things that help us be happy and well and energetic and all that stuff. So that's good. I certainly would like to have a hand up because your questions and comments are what make this program both helpful and valuable and here. If you're not going to ask questions, then we're probably not going to be here. So I don't want to be putting somebody on the spot, but I know some of you who are on this call, and I will call on you. There you go. Hello.
Well, Lori, that you were going to put on the spot?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
It was.
Okay, this is Lori.
Hi.
Hi.
Welcome.
I've talked to you before about trying to have meditations about God's glory and everything, and stuff like that.
Yes.
And since I've talked to you last, it occurred to me that I have really bad neuropathy and I numb everything. And I thought, I've been numbing negative, like grief and things like that, but I'm numbing love, peace, and joy. And I can't feel God's love, peace, and joy. So I was just wondering if you had any suggestions for how to unnumb myself.
emotional, dear. Yes. I know that circumstance. I mean, maybe not to the degree that you've had to do it.
Yeah.
For your condition, but I know in myself that I determined not to feel negatives,
okay.
And that caused me to not be able to express positives.
Okay.
As much as I would like to, or that other people didn't get that I was feeling the positives. They couldn't tell by looking at me. You know, I've been there. And I had someone do on a whiteboard one time that scripture that says, I've come that they may have life and have it more abundantly.
Mm-hmm.
And he was drawn like on a graph, you know.
Yeah.
And he was drawn life, and it was kind of a nice sine wave, just up and down and up and down, you know, kind of like rolling hills.
Right.
And then he said, that's life. And he said, now here's life more abundantly. And he was going up and
wow.
down and up and down. Yes. And I said, oh, okay.
Right.
That might be true, you know.
And
it
right,
could be
okay.
that we...
My graph is...
When we... I'm sorry?
My graph is a flat line.
Oh, okay. Because
yeah.
that feels more comfortable to you, or it has in the past?
I guess so. I don't know. Like, I used to be very emotional and, well, not extreme, but
yeah.
I write poetry, and people said, I can feel the emotion in what you write and stuff like that, but that's gone.
Well, I would just code directly for that. I would ask that the unhealthy beliefs connected to expression of emotion be found and healed.
Okay. Okay.
Do those words work for you, or do you need something a little more? That's probably about as far as we ought to go on this call anyway. But
yeah
I would put that right in the prayer blank. And
right, because I don't feel like these meditations are really going to work for me if I can't transfer, you know, like the bright light to
well,
love, you know.
Yeah. Well, another thing is truth is not based on our feelings.
Right.
And so we like to feel good, you know, we like to feel positive and happy and healthy and sure of ourselves and all that stuff. But truth is not really based there. Truth is based in God's word.
Right.
And what is true from his perspective. So remembering that might take a little pressure off of feeling it.
Okay.
Or, you know, just knowing that it's true.
Right.
I mean,
that God loves me. I
yeah.
repeat things like I'm his chosen possession, you know, precious jewel.
Yeah.
Things
all
that have value.
Beautiful thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's
and maybe you look at one of your precious possessions and think about how you feel about it.
Yeah.
You know. And maybe
mm-hmm.
that helps you a little bit in that direction. You know, like sometimes we talk about God as our Father, and we think about his love as our Father, and then we try to humanize that. We try to figure out what that is because of how we feel about our children.
Right.
So, you know, if you can put some of your own experience, some of your own picture experience with those words, maybe that could help.
Maybe. I was also wondering, you talked about unhealthy beliefs. Is it maybe also harmful actions? It's just like a habit of numbing myself?
It could be. It could be. Yeah, that's what flowed from the belief that you needed to, that, you know, that you couldn't stand the pain of the emotion or whatever it was, the embarrassment of the emotion or the, you know, the wild swings or whatever it was.
It kind of started when my father died. So, and it was a lot of grieving. And then when my mother died, well, that was under really bad circumstances with elder abuse. And so then I think it just totally shut me down. Like, my mom passed away a year and a half later. And so I just numbed myself right off. And that's when the neuropathy, you know, kind of started.
Ooh. So if you can't feel emotionally, you're going to
shut down physically.
Have this nerve problem, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Have this feeling problem in your extremities. Isn't that interesting?
And also, like I said, since the pandemic, I think I may have mentioned this to you, my eyesight's deteriorating. Like, the last time I talked to you, I could read the numbers on the clock. I can't see them now. And I'm really struggling to try to figure out what to do because it's such a fast deterioration. And
yes. Have you been to see someone about it?
No, like, everything, it's hard to get in anywhere. It's a pandemic and stuff like that, and it usually takes a year to get into the eye doctor anyways. And
oh, dear.
So I really think
God,
it's...
save us from social medicine.
Sorry. It's stress-related, and I need an energy solution. But, like, 30 years ago, I had really bad eyesight, and I needed glasses, and then after the stressor went away, it was a bad manager. Like, I resigned from that company. And then the eye doctor said, you don't need glasses anymore. So I know
that. Isn't
that
interesting?
Okay.
So you know that's one of your weak links.
Yeah, so that's where I put stress or something. So this was the other thing I wanted to talk to you about was I'm looking into the memory engineering right now. I've been getting custom codes with Johanna on Wednesdays, and it just, yet my eyesight's getting worse, and I'm not sure why it would get worse. So I'm wondering if I need to look at it from another way, but I feel like something happened when they started talking about COVID-19, like a switch flipped in me, and I became extremely, like, panicky, worried, things like that. And it, not myself, and then all these health issues. It was like an avalanche of things. And then the next thing you know, I was having mobility issues. And I think I spoke to you about that before.
Yeah.
And
I'm wondering, what's striking me is maybe this is a generational issue related to the Spanish flu or one of the other epidemics.
It could be. I never thought about that. And the other thing I know is, when I was 14, I was hospitalized for very serious, like, I nearly died, and I had to have surgery. And but there was a lot of things done to me. I was in the hospital for 2 months, and almost every day there was some kind of exposure or nudity. Like, you know, and I was even molested by a male orderly. And a lot of things were done to me against my will. And then again, when I was 41, I went into emergency. I had really high blood pressure, and again, things were done to me and stuff like that. So that's
no wonder you're afraid to get COVID-19 and have to go to the hospital, huh?
Yeah, and have to be put on, like, they would. I remember saying that to my family. I do not want to go to the hospital. They're just going to put me on a ventilator, and people don't live when that happens. And just, like, I'm not really afraid to die because I'm a Christian, but I'm afraid of the process of death. You know.
Yeah, understand.
So anyways, so I feel like the switch got flipped, and it might have to do with my trauma from hospitalization.
It might well. So do that. Put that in the prayer blank, and also put any generational issues that might be involved too. It
and
feels
then,
strongly to me that there's generational issues here.
Okay, I'll be sure to do that. So with memory engineering, I'm not sure, like, which memories to pick. There's so many.
Yeah.
Like I said,
I know.
For 2 months.
You just have to pick one and work, and then pick another one, and then pick another one. Just whichever one comes to your mind.
Okay.
Work on it, and then and then work on another one. Keep a good notebook so you know which ones you've handled.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have one that I'm thinking is an important one. And so then, do you know, do people, are they finding success with the memory engineering? Do you know
I haven't heard a lot of talk about it, but that just means I haven't been listening.
Okay.
I know that I have helped a lady here with, she lost her mother when she was, her mother died when she was, when this lady was 17 or 16 or 17 or something like that. And it was a big deal for her,
mm-hmm.
which it would be for most of us. But, you know, for whatever reason, it was especially a big deal for her. And she's been dealing with it. She's 40 now. She's been dealing with it for a long time. And she's telling me that her memories are changing, that her emotions around them and her feelings around her memories is changing. And that takes stress away from her, you know, that helps her to not have so much stress. So I don't know in what ways that's affecting her, you know, physically. I don't know. But she did tell me that she notices that she doesn't have the emotional charge on her memories and that, you know, that they're clearing up and the things are not bothering her like they were.
Okay.
So, you know, I don't know. That's her experience. I know that over time, not with memory engineering, but just with healing codes, there have been memories of mine that have lost their power.
Okay.
You know, I can bring them up, and they don't, you know, they don't cause my heart rate to go up or anything. In fact, when we coaches first started working with this, we were realizing that people who had to be witnesses to a crime or to, you know, to something that was done to them or whatever, and had to be on the witness stand, that sometimes they didn't come across as effectively, because their emotions were not tied up in it anymore.
Right.
So
it's like the charge is like when you can talk about it like it happened yesterday.
I've heard that too
with EFT. People, it can affect witnesses' accounts and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know, whatever. It's good for most of us. Most of us don't have to be on the witness stand trying to stir up somebody else's emotion, so it's better for us not to have it, or not to have an extreme anyway. From negative memories. We'd like to have positive emotions, and we'd like to be able to express and feel.
I hear the phrase around healing codes is to get the find out where the stress is being stored. So that's really what they do, right, is they kind of help get rid of the stress from that's how it works?
From the memories, yes.
Uh-huh. So when
the
memories
are stored in us, in our cells, not just our brain cells, but other cells in our body, and they send those memories send out signals that are negative or positive or whatever, negative signals that that causes harm, that causes cells not to work right or whatever, malfunctions and this, that.
Do the healing codes take the stress out? And memory engineering is sort of the same then? Like, does it heal it or just help change the memories?
I think it helps. It changes the memories, and that reduces stress.
Because he said it's alive.
The healing codes and memory engineering are really two different, separate things.
Okay.
Healing codes is an energy work, and memory engineering is a
memory work.
Yeah. Well, it's memory work. Yeah, but I don't know what else to call it. It's more. Yeah. It's not manipulating energy. It's working on
kind of like
pictures and stuff.
NLP, maybe, neurologic linguistic programming.
Oh, could be. Yeah, closer to NLP. Yeah.
Okay. So when you suggested that I, for about experiencing love and joy and peace, to do put that on the blank line, are you suggesting I use healing codes 1 then for that, for the harmful actions and unhealthy beliefs categories?
Oh, or trilogy, but I would use trilogy, but I would put that in the healing codes portion of trilogy.
What is that? Okay, so go to
the
1 manual and get those, but sandwich that into the trilogy?
Yeah.
Okay, so that there's no trilogy
because,
that addresses that.
Because, excuse me, let you talk. Go ahead.
Oh, I just wondered if the trilogy had its own sequence that addresses unhealthy beliefs or harmful actions.
I think it does, but I don't have it right here.
Okay.
And I couldn't give it to you anyway because it's one of those programs you have to buy.
Right. Well, I do have a bunch of them because I did that legacy. I purchased that legacy.
Oh, okay. Well, then you might have it.
Yeah. Okay.
So if you don't, though, just use the basic trilogy or plug in one of your custom codes that you get into a basic trilogy.
Okay.
Yeah, you can do that. I really like trilogy because that tapping part really does kind of open up the energy pathways and get things ready, and then that the healing code part pulls the weeds and plants the seeds, and the last part waters it in. I just really like that picture.
Yeah, that I remember you mentioning that, and it stayed with me.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, Lori, I hope you do well. I hope you do better. And it frightens me a little bit that your eyes are acting like they are. And if I were you, I would get somebody to look at them if you can.
Got to figure that out. Okay.
I'm
afraid of doctors.
That bothers me.
Yeah. I have fear of doctors, too, because of all the stuff I experienced.
Yeah, well.
And, yeah, I know.
Put it in the blank, kiddo.
Okay.
Get it done.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, that just reminded me of kind of my mother used to have this saying that I just hated, and I hate it still, and I don't believe it. But she, you know, when you'd get a disappointment or something, you know, that didn't go your way or whatever, she said, just put another rock in the wagon and keep pulling. And I'm thinking, I don't want to pull a wagon full of rocks, you know. And I know better than that now. I know that you don't do, you know, you put the rock in something that's going to dissipate it instead of putting it in your wagon to keep pulling. But anyway, when I said just put that issue in the blank, it kind of sounded like that to me, and I didn't mean it that way at all. I meant you can work on that too. So, and sometimes when we have things like that we don't want to do, that we're not comfortable doing, well, for whatever reason, if we just do our codes and go ahead and do it, we'll notice that we feel different doing it. We may not feel like we're going to feel different doing it. We may not realize that our fears or concerns have dissipated until we're actually in the process of doing the thing. So, or have even completed it and say, oh, well, that wasn't so bad. Okay. You know, so don't think you're going to put it in the blank and do a code and feel all wonderful about it. You may not, but just go ahead and schedule it anyway and proceed and see if it doesn't turn out differently. That's my suggestion on that. Okay, Miss Candace, you have anything?
I'm here. Okay.
I'm glad.
I am. I was trying to think. Myself, just doing the codes, I've been in a couple of situations where, like, for one, I took an exercise class, and of course, we're having to go back because of the spread of COVID in this area where I'm at. We're having to kind of follow the, not just the regulations that are given from in the community center, but they're given to, you know, the head of the city of Clearwater. So we're having to follow.
Yeah.
And you know, I just don't, I mean, I, you know, we have to wear the mask, so I wear my mask, and we have to spread out a little bit, but I just really trying to, I think if the codes, it's just, I just really try to focus on being calm. It's not, I mean, if I get COVID, fine. If I don't, that's fine. I mean, not to stress out about it. Now, I've had female members that have had COVID, and it was not their plan either, but, and they did everything possible, but because of their job situation, they still, you know, wind up getting it. Mm-hmm. And we were kind of a church situation like that right now, so we're not going to be having church for 2 weeks just to, because of the spread of the COVID thing. But I don't know. I think, okay, just because of, I mean, it's a little different when you wear your mask and exercising with it and spreading it. I'm not crazy about the mask covering, but I don't see any need to get stressed out about it. I'm just thinking, okay, God, you are in charge. You'll take care of everything. I need to just, to these people and the people I'm around, be loving and kind and be calm, and it's okay. It's not a big deal.
Yep. Yep. Well, that's good, and you don't have the, you know, Laurie was talking about her experiences with being ill and how invaded she felt having those experiences, and I'm glad you don't have those kinds of experiences to, or at least those kinds of memories and fears about it that she has. So, you know, we all have something to be thankful for, don't we?
Right,
even
exactly.
If it's that we're able to be calm in the situations, able to not feel claustrophobic with a with something over our faces, you know, or whatever,
right.
Like some people have.
Well, and I think
inordinate fears about those kinds of things.
Right, and also I think with, this virus is, you know, a really strange thing, and kind of the way it's hitting in Wichita. So, and I think there's basically more than one strand and about it and everything. But like I said, I think as believers, we can hold our head up high. And, you know, if we're going to a store, be respectful because they want everybody to wear their mask. And not that, you know, but like I said, I just think it's a time for us as believers to, you know, show our love and kindness and not get stressed out about ourselves and just be, you know, loving and kind and, you know, concerned about the other person and you know, do what we can do to help our fellow, you know, brother, sister, whoever they are, you know, help them out. And hopefully and perfectly, our love, kindness reflects off on them.
Bless your heart. Love your heart, Miss Candace. I love your heart. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Would you guys like to do another trilogy before we go?
Yes.
Let me just check, see if there's somebody over on the... Nope, no other inputs over there. Okay, so I'll just mute you, Candy. And then, okay, let's do another trilogy together. And let's do, Candy, let's you and I join Lori in asking for calm and peace as she... Let's see. As she gets help for her eyes, as she asks for help for her eyes, let's do that. Because it makes me nervous that she's not getting help for her eyes. So let's do that. Lori, would you signal me with star 2 if that's okay with you? Okay, thank you. All right, she says it's okay. Or at least that's what I take that hand to mean. Okay, so let's begin a trilogy. So let's get focused here. Deep breath in and out. And our intention here is to join our energy together, positive energy for Lori as she deals with the physical issues, particularly her eyesight right now, that is being affected by this situation. We ask that she would be more comfortable and guided in finding help for her eyes wherever she's supposed to look. All right. Tapping in her eyebrow, outer eyebrow, temple, under the eye, upper lip, chin, collarbone, sore spot, center of the chest, under the arm, below the nipple, thumb, index finger, middle finger, pinky, karate spot, 9G, open, closed, open, down left, down right, up and over to down left, up and over to down right. Hum, and count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and hum. Okay. And now we're going to do our healing code, and we've already done the prayer, so let's just do the, let's do the breathing with it. Both hands bridge. In and out. Hold. Out. Both Adam's apple, breathe in, hold, out, Jaws, breathe in, hold, out, temples, in, hold, out, left palm, base of the skull, right palm, forehead. In. Hold. Out. Switch hands. Breathe in. Hold. Out. Low belly. In. Hold. Out. All right, now we're going to move the hands down and do the conception and governing meridians. Moving up and asking that this river of energy be filled with the love and light and life of God, and that it be flowing powerfully and abundantly through open and balanced energy centers. And up and over the top and down to the base of the skull. And back to the base of the torso and up again. Here we go. Over the top. One more time, very smoothly and quickly. Okay, relax. All right. Thank you. Let me just check one more time over here and make sure I haven't left anybody out. Nope. Okay, I think that's it, unless one of you wants to put your hand up again and we'll see what else we need to say. All right, let me open it. Thank you, ladies. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, everyone, for this.
Good night. No call next week. Happy Thanksgiving.
The conference is now completed. Goodbye. Welcome to the conference. Please enter the conference ID